One thing that happens right away, and those who have studied Tanya before probably are aware of this, you know, sometimes we're under the impression that people who know Tanya well are just, they just have a good memory. Right? So who's the mashpia? He's the one that you go in and you tell him you're fighting with your roommate, and he says, 32. And you tell him, I can't daven. And he says, 28. It's not memorization any more than, you know, if I would ask you to name your children. You didn't memorize the names of your children. You sort of met them one by one, got used to them, right? And you're not memorizing anything. Same thing with the chapters of Tanya. You don't have to memorize which chapter says what and where each chapter is ordered. If you just understand the structure and the flow, it's all quite intuitive. You know what intuitive means? Like nowadays, they try to make all technology be intuitive. Intuitive means that when you look for something, it's in the place where you would first think to look for it. So I'm not telling you that in 3 hours you're going to be an expert in Tanya. But what I'm going to tell you is when we're all done and you're thinking to yourself, well, where does Tanya talk about meditation? You should have a feel for where that would be. Or where does Tanya talk about joy? You should have a feel intuitively. Where generally, which chapters or few chapters might I go looking? Narrow it down, basically. And it's all quite intuitive because it's all very organically interlinked and there's a logical progression.